White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 4th, 1901. Dear son Edson, I have just read your letter concerning Will Wales. I regard the matter in the same light that you do, and think it a cruel, wicked thing that the father of Will Wales should take the course that he is taking. But I have not dared to answer his letters. If anything can come from me through you to him, I would say that his case cannot be improved by leaving the present wife. It would not better the case to go to the other woman in the question. I consider the case of the father one that is singular, and his record is one that he will not be pleased to meet in the day of God. He needs to repent before God of his spirit and his works. The best thing for him to do is to cease to stir up strife. But the letters that I might have written to Will Wales, W.C. White, said that he would write to him. I have therefore thrown off the matter. I have decided that I shall leave for New York City tomorrow or next day and go to the help of Elder Haskell. When left, I felt that I ought to go with him. 2 weeks ago, the burden of the sanitarium rolled off me, and I shall not try to gather it to me again. I shall send this letter in today's mail, and tomorrow morning I expect to be on my way to New York City. I shall see you before my return. I cannot shake off the impression that the Lord would have me go to New York City just at this time. May the Lord guide and protect me at every step, is my prayer. I have not written to Will Wales, but know that if the Father would repent before God and do his first works, and cease to consider himself as one that can help his Son, he would ask himself the question, is my name written there, on the page, white and fair? He might well begin to humble himself before God and leave Will Wales with God. Let the father and brother make diligent work for themselves. They both need the converting power of God. May the Lord help these poor souls to remove spot and stain from their own characters and repent of their wrongs and leave Will Wales with the Lord. I am so sorry for the man, for his course is in such a shape that it will not answer to be meddled with, for there are difficulties upon difficulties. I would say that the Lord understands the situation, and if Will Wales will seek him with all his heart, he will be found of him. If he will do his best, God will pardon and receive him. Oh, how precious it is to know that we have one who does know and understand, and will help the ones who are most helpless. But the rebuke of God is upon the father and the brother who would drive to destruction and perdition one who stands in the sight of God under no worse condemnation than themselves. And yet they will so use their gifts of speech as to dishearten, discourage, and drive Will Wales to despair. Will Wales may hope in God and do the best he can to serve God in all humility of mind, casting his helpless soul upon the great sin-bearer. I have not written a word to either father or son. I would gladly do something to help poor Will Wales to make things right, but this cannot be done as matters are now situated without someone's being wronged. I understand perfectly the situation between Will Wales and his first wife, Emma Miller, and I knew how the case would terminate, for Will Wales cannot endure to be a slave, his identity lost in a wife who made herself his judge in conscience, in his duty, and in his work generally.